Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. Thank you for being here today as we explore a topic that I feel is going to help you a lot because it is going to offer you some ideas to how to go with your grief. And this is online therapy. Because we know that when we delve into the experience of grief and the healing journey, it can be very complex. Because grief can be complex. Because we know that it is the natural and unique response to loss, and that it involves so many dimensions, because it is not only emotional. Of course not. It involves our physical aspect. It is also cognitive. And of course, it has to do with how we behave. And knowing that it is unique to every single person, when we talk about therapy, it can be extremely helpful because it can serve as a guide. It can serve as a compass. It can serve as something that helps us navigate and go through this journey. Because it is not about that grief is going to be overcome and forgotten. No. It is to navigate actually through those waves. Remember that we have mentioned that before. You know, when that tsunami comes and then we're thrown to the shore and we don't know what to do because it happens with grief. So it is about how to navigate through these waves and then to know how this impacts us, to understand it. And at the same time, to understand what loss is and how we can bring our spiritual strength and our resilience. Because yes, we have it. Now, and what has happened with online therapy? Because actually, there has been a rise, you know, of this type of therapy. And this has evolved greatly evolved after the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is how online therapy has expanded, because now we are getting into the digital world. And if we embrace this shift, which I hope you do, because it can give you so many choices, this is something that opens a new world to us. When we talk about online therapy, this can be offered through phone sessions. It can be offered through video calls, through Zoom, sometimes even use text. But the idea here and the beauty is that there are not any physical barriers or geographical. It doesn't matter where you are. And then this allows people to receive the help they need, to have the mental health support they need in times of grief. Now, when we are talking about the growth of online therapy, we want to know and what has made it so special now. Because the thing is that online therapy offers many advantages. And when we're talking about grief, we want to have something available to us. Because with this online therapy, it's not only one-on-one. You can go to forums. You can even go and listen to podcasts. Well, what we are just doing. You can go and besides participating in Zoom meetings, per se, you can go into YouTube and listen to all those wonderful interviews or talks about about grief, because that would be more like educational or informative, but it can work next to therapy, okay? Because the beauty with this online world is that it doesn't matter where you are, because if you have an internet connection, you can tap into asking for professional help. And this is something that also becomes extremely, extremely helpful when people live in places that they are too far away, or maybe they do not feel like driving. So when they can have therapy online, the comfort of their homes, that can actually make a difference. People have it sometimes at home. People have it sometimes at their offices. You know, they just get into their office with privacy and then they can do it as well. Also, something besides accessibility, something that is extremely essential is that it is flexible. So when we're talking about scheduling online sessions, this can accommodate the lifestyle of the client. So it is easier at times. And something that I want to share with you, and maybe you don't know, is that I have actually a platform, an online platform, where I offer the 11 principles of transformation, the methodology that I created, and it is available there. And you know, people can go and listen to short videos. They have a place where they can do their exercises, because the beauty with online programs is that it is not only that you go and you watch. The best thing is that we take an active stand. So we do something about it. We write about it. We can do the exercises. So when we talk about that, those techniques are key elements in our grieving process that can also help the individual that's going through loss, that they don't know where to turn, so they can go into a program that takes them, you know, little by little, because the beauty is that some of the programs that are out there are, you know, with a specific schedule, but also others which are self-paced. My program at this moment is self-paced. You can go there at any time you wish, based on where you are in your grieving process. Now, there are some concerns of people that are, you know, thinking that when we do online therapy, when we offer that, it is impersonal. That has not been my experience with some of my clients, that they prefer, you know, to have their grief coaching actually via Zoom or even FaceTime. They actually find that we can establish a bond, because what joins us, what unites us, is where we are. We are together in this. So it's interesting, because we can actually offer an intimate setting, even if it is online, because we can just, you know, be there and offer a very profound and meaningful connection. I remember that many years ago, I used to teach for an university, online university, and students would say that, because we used to get together for an hour, you know, once a week, and they would say that they were able to connect, despite of being online, but they were able to connect, because it has to do with how we come into that place of helping the other person, what we offer, what we bring with us. The other person perceives that, and then they can open more easily. Now, if you're going to compare, let's say that you say, okay, so what is best, online or in person? What is fundamental is the intention. So the same with online and in-person therapy or coaching, what we want is the intention is to help your client heal, to facilitate that space of healing. That's what we want. Because the difference will be that, yes, you know, in person, we are there. You know, it's the physical presence, no? And for many people, because, yes, it is for many people, it can be comforting because you offer that. If the person is okay to receive a hug, you can give that person a hug. So that is beautiful as well. And, you know, we established that human bond, no? That personal bond. Now, online therapy, you can still create that bond, and at the same time, it's what we were saying, you know, that it is accessible, that it's, you know, flexible. So it depends what the client, what you would prefer. So there are many people that love in person. There are many people, especially after COVID-19, that they go used to online therapy. Now, there are different platforms that you can access. The most important thing is to use the one that resonates with you. That is what you always want to find. Something that resonates with you, either being like a one-on-one, you know, therapy or grief coaching, or you want to belong to a bereavement support group, you know, grief support groups. That's up to you. You can choose, and it depends on where you are in your healing process. Some people actually, and some of my clients, do this. They come, for example, one-on-one, no, to my office, to my center, the Center for Transforming Lives. So they come in person and then they belong to an online support group. And it is interesting that for many people, that combination works beautifully. So in this episode, I wanted to present to you how online therapy or online coaching, depending on what, you know, how you go through that, presents a good, effective option if you are going through grief, if you are experiencing grief, if you are navigating this challenging and unique journey. Because with online presence therapy, there are no barriers. It is flexible, it is accessible, and yes, it is a loving, it can be a loving, comfortable space for healing. So it is up to you which one you choose. What I always suggest is that you recognize your grief, you acknowledge it, you validate it, and you process. Independently, if you do it in person or if you do it online. What matters the most is that you pay attention to your needs, that you go there to that space to connect with your grieving process. So as you go there, as you validate every single emotion and you process it, you can start your healing from the inside out.